There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, we were talking about the FDA having the technology to manage your diabetes. You could get a pump that registers what the levels are, and that's so you can eat more Twinkies. You know, they don't want the American people to change their diet. Don't change your diet. In fact, you can eat more GMOs than you've ever dreamed possible because the federal government doesn't want you to know that they're in your food. And that is the reason why we're opening this hour with a very special guest. She's associate director for the Organic Consumers Association. Her name is Catherine Paul, and she's here to let us know what's going on Capitol Hill tomorrow to get us ready, because the feds are evidently trying to make it so the states cannot make their own laws regarding whether you should be allowed to know whether there are genetically modified ingredients in the food you're getting there. Catherine Paul, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks to you and Ronnie Cummins and the whole gang there for all that you are all doing to help us out here. And it's a desperate, straits time. I mean, these things, in my opinion, are poisoning the population. And yet our federal government is doing everything it can with certain key politicians that have been bought by or dazzled by the technology to prohibit us from knowing what's in our food.
That's absolutely right. And tomorrow there's a hearing on a very important bill that could wipe out states' rights to pass their own laws to at least get labels on GMO foods.
The Tenth Amendment says, you know, those things that are not specifically granted to or enumerated specific to the powers of the federal government belong to the states or the people, respectively. How are they going to get by with this? I think it's patently unconstitutional what they're doing, and ironically, of course, it's to protect the patents of genetically engineered ingredients. So what kind of realistic possibility do we have of throwing a wrench in that ointment before it happens?
Well, we'd like to think that because it is, as you say, I mean, it's just a direct attack on the Constitution, we would like to think that Congress would not let this bill pass, despite the fact that it has clearly some support. But we've seen the influence of corporations do amazing things in Congress, and so we're very concerned about this. We're taking it very seriously, and that's why we want to make sure that when that hearing happens tomorrow, they hear from us.
Yeah. Well, we have links in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com to organicconsumers.org, as well as a direct link to the OCA rally, the Organic Consumers Association rally for states' rights to label GMOs. Of course, I'd like to take it one step further, states' rights to ban them, like has happened in Maui. But now the feds are fighting back through the courts to deny the people of Maui their say, and even the local counties to have their say. So we've got a big battle on our hands here, do we not?
We do. States are moving to pass laws at the state level that prohibit counties from passing GMO bans. They're trying to do that in Oregon. They've accomplished it, I believe, in a couple of states. And we see in Maui where they've passed the ban. And Maui is just, it's a sad story because they are really just ruining the land there, and the industry is taking them to court, just as they're taking Vermont to court over Vermont's GMO labeling law.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is something that's taken it to a whole other level. when the people, the local people of any population of any state or area, particularly, again, in the island state of Hawaii, where they could say, listen, we have become the proving ground, the testing ground for all kinds of chemical agriculture, genetically engineered included. And there's sickness and there's illness happening. The people said, no, we don't want it in a referendum. And even though they won on that referendum, like, you know, the attempts that have been made in Oregon and other places, you know, in Colorado recently, they've all failed just to label, which I think, to me, that's only a partial measure. I want to go for the throat here and ban. Use that word, B-A-N, ban, until they can prove that they're safe.
Well, exactly, and we'd love to see bans, and we support bans. We contribute to them at the county level. We took the GMO labeling strategy because we felt it was something that we would have an easier time passing as a first step. And once you require these companies to label these, our hope was they would do what they've done in other countries, which is just reformulate their products to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. And that this would be a first step. So the labeling effort was always a first step. It's been an amazing tool for educating the public. I think every time we lose one of these battles at the state level, the movement just gets stronger and people are more determined, and we're going to keep after it. We're actually probably noticed that we haven't completely lost in Oregon yet and filed suit yesterday to make sure all the votes there are counted.
Yes, well, that's good. You know, the thing is about the strategy, again, we can look back, hindsight 2020, but I think to go for the throat, this is just my personal opinion, to make them go on the defensive. As you've seen, the labeling thing, they don't seem to be that afraid of it. They've been able to beat it back. It's kind of a milquetoast thing, even though I wouldn't like to think it that way. But to make them have to defend the danger that we keep calling them out on, maybe more effective strategy. Right now, focusing all of our efforts, for instance, in Maui. I'm not saying don't do what we're doing in D.C. over this thing. We've got to stop them there. I agree 100%. But again, there are a lot of other things as we learn each battle, you know, to not lose the war. We may lose some of these battles, but hopefully we're learning from them each time.
Exactly. And as I said, we always support bans, and we're looking to support more bans in the future. We just don't want to lose this battle at the federal level on labeling, because if we do, that's going to be a huge setback.
Yes, this is, we're talking H.R. 4432. They're called the DARK, or Deny Americans the Right to Know Act, introduced by Representative Mike Pompeo from Kansas, I want to say. Throw them out to Canada. Let them deal with them. But, of course, this would do the bidding of Monsanto, Big Food. Evidently, the Koch brothers may be involved in this. And if passed, will strip your state of the right to pass GMO labeling laws, much less to do what, as we said, what happened in Maui, to ban it outright, which needs to ultimately happen. Now, you're calling for organizing bus tours. I mean, people may be hearing about this at the last minute. Can they still attend? Can they still support? Can they still rally there in D.C.?
Well, of course, anybody who lives within driving distance and can get here by tomorrow, 8 or 9 a.m., is certainly welcome to keep doing that. Most of the buses from other states have already left. A lot of them are driving overnight. So at last count, we had probably 450 people coming in from as far away as Indiana, Florida, and expect to be here in the morning. So they're willing to ride all night to be here in the morning. And we're hoping to have at least that many, if not more, people from the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area who drive here. And we have people driving from all over the country as well. We've been still getting calls in the office as late as a half an hour ago with people saying, you know, I bought a plane ticket or I'm in my car. People are still coming.
There's a lot of passion for this, and many people are spending most, in fact, their own money to do this because they believe in it wholeheartedly. No one's lobbying them, petitioning, or paying for this. Catherine Paul with the Organic Consumers Association. We also have other things if you can't make it. In the links in the show notes that will get you directly to this event and what's going on, there's a petition link asking Congress to reject Pompeo's DARK Act. If you want to flood the phone lines, there's information on how to do that. And, of course, if you want to make a donation to help offset the cost of those that are going, or the ongoing efforts of the Organic Consumers Association in the states that are working for this, at the very least labeling, we hope movement more toward that ban. The event location, Rayburn House Office Building, 45 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20515. How else can our listeners from all over the world, much less all over the United States, help out in this, Catherine?
Well, specifically tomorrow, we're hoping to have the phones ringing off the hook for the people who couldn't get here in person. On an ongoing basis, this bill, of course, is not going to pass tomorrow. It's going to be an ongoing battle. So staying in touch with what's going on with this law in particular and continuing to pressure your own legislators, very important. And then find out what's going on in your state. Almost every state now has a GMO-free or right-to-know movement. Get involved in that. We just need as many people on board with this issue as possible to beat this back. And we feel we're had some major wins. I mean, we won in Vermont. We are seeing corporations being sued for labeling products that contain GMOs as natural and losing those lawsuits. We're seeing Whole Foods, the largest organic foods retailer in the country, voluntarily labeling. So we're making progress, and Monsanto and the food companies know it. They're not happy about it, so they're looking for any way they can to squelch the movement.
Yeah, exactly. I have, the links are up in the notes at robertscottbell.com, including a large banner that says Stop the Attack on States' Rights. It'll take you to the organicconsumers.org website, as well as the event that's occurring tomorrow. If you're listening to this after the fact, don't think that it's over. I mean, this is just one day among many to defeat these evil genetically engineered abominations. And we stand strong with the Organic Consumers Association to do this. And Catherine, I certainly appreciate all your efforts and lots of love and hugs to all of the people working there, Ronnie Cummins, etc., because we appreciate that. We need that kind of focal point of energy for people to get this thing done.
Well, thank you, and thanks for publicizing it and for helping us to get people there. And I also want to give a shout-out to all the other groups that are helping with this. I mean, this has been an amazing coming together of a lot of organizations, Friends of the Earth, Credo, Move On, Food and Water Watch, Food Democracy Now, GMO Free USA. A lot of people, when we put out the call, said, how can we help? So it's a multi-organizational effort at this point, and we really appreciate all the help from everybody.
All right. Catherine Paul from the Organic Consumers Association, thank you once again. And everybody, stand up, do something. If you can't be there, find a way to support it, even energetically, even prayer. All of it works. It helps. So we got lots more to do, including a question of the day, arguing with pro-vaccine cultists. Like arguing with someone against. I don't know. We're going to get into that as well. There's a question of the day about headaches. And, of course, stand up for your right to know what's in your food or to ban that which is poisoning you and the plant.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, other events coming up. Las Vegas, A4M this weekend. Heading out tomorrow, so we have TMB and Super D hosting. Who knows what other surprises there will be. Maybe Hillbilly Bob will call up from the road.
That's Hank.
Hank, oh, never mind.
Are you on a statin, too?
No, I'm not on a statin. Oh. There are other hillbillies besides Hank. Saturday the 13th at the Naturally Organic Healing Center. JC, Nick Brannigan helping to put that on. Organic Raw Potluck, and I'll be speaking there. That'll be awesome. And maybe we can get Paul Barretero and Robert Swatter, the Echo Wander there. By the way, people have been asking about the phone number to reach Paul. Leave a message if he's not there. He's busy. He's going to be going to A4M as well. 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Also, Dr. Newsom, D-R-N-U-Z-U-M, drnewsom.com. For the Super Earth Energy, the Inflammagon, and the Digestive Detox. Now it's that time of the day again on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yes, this is what you can do. You don't even have to call. Just go to robertscottbell.com, submit your question, and we may answer it on the air. This one's coming from a Michael. Michael's calling. He says, writing in. He says, RSB, I have been battling something for about a week now. Pain in the top of my head. At first, I was feeling like a flu-like symptoms, he says, but they have subsided. Now the pain is in the top of my head. Cold compresses make it feel better. My wife had the same symptoms last week, but only lasted 3 days. He says they were doing MMS, oil of oregano, silver, garlic, and her wife got something called Warrior Essential Oils, and they're controlling the fever with 5 baby aspirins and cold compresses. No, 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 Michael, no baby aspirin, no. Bad listener, bad. I say that because I could say bad host, but in this case, listeners are not supposed to take aspirins, even if they're baby aspirins. There is white willow bark tincture. If you really want the so-called effects of aspirin, without the toxicity, without the increase in gastrointestinal bleeding, without the suppression of your eicosanoids, the autocrine part of your hormone system, endocrine system. So homeopathic medicine is what I'm going to say. Now, if you had this top-of-the-head thing, if it's more of a right side, you're talking liver congestion again. If it's more of a left side, you're talking circulatory. Something's going on in that regard. But you said top of the head, so I don't know if it was more to one side or the other, so it's a little hard to determine which remedy would be okay. But everybody, get ready to write down some Latin name. I'm going Harry Potter on you right now. Give me some homeopathic.
Expecto Patronum.
Expecto Bryonia Alba. Bryonia is always the first one. Particularly pain in forehead, Bryonia is going to help. If it is left-sided and top of the head, Glonoenum. Glonoenum is nitroglycerin in homeopathic form. It's non-prescription, right? Like, not like a nitroglycerin tablet. But Glonoenum is the homeopathic remedy for that one. Also, Lachesis, or Lachesis, depending on where you're from on the Latin land, L-A-C-H-E-S-I-S. These are also good for the both on the top of the head. If it's above the left eye, look to Nux Vomica or Spigelia. Spigelia. If it's over the right eye, go even more liver. The liver point, the chelidonium point. Remember that? The celandine plant in homeopathic form is known as chelidonium. Or it could be sinuses. So Calibichromicum is a rather interesting one. And I realize I'm going way too fast for most folks to write this down, so you're just going to have to listen to the podcast later. That's why they're there for free.
You can download. Scott Bell, I don't have a computer or the internet or a phone or...
You don't have a phone? Then there's no way you can listen. People are listening by phone now. Back of the head, gelsemium, that's yellow jasmine, sanguinaria also. But I would say top of the head, you know, we're looking bryonia. And perhaps the nitroglycerin, which is glonoenum, and Lachesis may be most indicated. But coffee enemas, again, head, coffee, right? Coffee enemas. Get the liver working. Get the detox going. Also, if you're doing garlic, don't do it at the same time you do the silver and vice versa, because silver and garlic is a heavy sulfur compound substance. And silver and sulfur, they love each other. They're just right on it. So you can neutralize the benefits of silver before they have the ability to care for you the way you want or need them to. So getting rid of headaches, you know, you can also look at the issue of tension in the musculature, in the vertebral areas, right? The vertebrae, sometimes it's a matter of making a movement happen there, but it can be chronic, subtle, low-level dehydration as well. And in that case, if that's the case, then go to robertswater.com and download the free ebook. Okay? I think I gave you some new headaches. I haven't done these headache remedies in a long time. In fact, I had a headache over the weekend. I talked about it, but what did I do? I did stuff for my liver, and I drank lots of water, and eventually it went away. It was the liver. I was congested. I got a little toxic. Yeah, it happens even to RSV. All right, what else are we doing? We got to argue with anti-vaxxers and vaxxers all at the same time.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you
have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Robert, Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
We'll get to the vaccine thing in just a moment. Also, I was thinking there's a lot we don't know about Michael's issue with headache, head pain. You know, you have to give some answers. Sometimes I can't prescribe for Michael specifically, just so you know that. But I'm anticipating liver. If it's circulatory, as I said, that's a left-sided thing, right side more of the liver. I'm looking at the Super Earth Energy and the digestive detox as well from Dr. Newsom. It's a wonderful, wonderful very rapidly acting tool as well. You're not treating a disease, you understand. You're restoring function. You're restoring efficiency to the system along with hydrating. So I'm serious. If you haven't listened to when we've gotten some interviews with Dr. Newsom about that breakthrough with fulvic acid, you definitely want to pay attention to that. And no, baby aspirin, stop it. There's a lot of gastrointestinal relationships to all, as well, head pain, headache. If there's a GI issue, of course, it's liver-related too. But clearing the terrain, helping the body to move those toxins on out is going to go do a world of good for helping you overcome the headaches that may be occurring. So hopefully that's helpful to you. Now, arguing with anti-vaccinators, arguing with vaccinators, it's interesting. We're seeing stories pop up about those who oppose vaccination and how the establishment, the medical establishment, the pro-vaccine lobby, the pro-vaccine cultists are getting, you know, very frustrated. Even some peer-reviewed literature now showing that that those who have come to the conclusion that they don't want to vaccinate cannot be swayed, cannot be dissuaded, cannot be persuaded. I mean, even if they are given things that the pro-vaccine community thinks is irrefutable proof in science that vaccines really work, which they can't, but they'll try and they'll say they're doing it. They're finding that it's not working in order to convince those who have left the vaccine church or vaccine religion to come back to it. And I you know, I find it interesting that they're acknowledging it because they, you know, they have high level meetings in the government to establish, you know, strategies. How are we going to get these people back in? How are we going to get them to plug into the vaccines? And it's failing. Because the people have seen too much now, though, at least those who are now saying no. They've witnessed too much. Many times, you know, we've had the Thinking Moms Revolution families on. We've talked to folks, you know, from Autism One. You know, there's too much that has gone on. There are too many people who know someone or have a direct relationship with someone who has been injured by a vaccine. We covered yesterday the devastating impact of flu shots and the vaccine injury compensation program having to pay out because of damage caused by flu shots. That there's nothing they can do anymore. They've lost. They just don't know it. They're desperately trying to say, no, there's just one strategy away. We can figure this thing out. We can win this again. We can bring them back onto the vaccine ranch. And I'm telling you, no, you can't. No, you cannot. Once you've seen your child damaged or injured, once you've been damaged or injured, anybody who's had a flu shot and then got the flu or something worse says, I'm never getting the flu shot again. And that's what we're dealing with here. But then again, on the other side of the vaccine coin, we have the so-called vaccine zealots, and we have the story linked up at Natural News, refusing to accept the truth about the CDC whistleblower's apologetic text to Dr. Wakefield. And even outside of the text from his phone that we also talked about here, and we actually published at robertscottbell.com, the very words that he gave in his so-called apology and acknowledgement through his lawyer were quite a confession. And you can confront a pro-vacciner, if you will, a vaccine cultist, with that kind of information, and they'll find any and all reasons that they can think of to scream at you, to yell at you, to attack you, but do anything but to pay attention to the words of Dr. William Thompson, the hashtag CDC whistleblower, about the statistics that were monkeyed with, about the change in the study, design, etc. Oh, it's not statistically relevant. It's not statistically significant. Oh, it was just a few black kids. I mean, whatever they can do to dissuade you from the importance of the fact that, yes, they did cover something up. Yes, they did monkey with the test. And that more kids may have been harmed because of it. And they continue to refuse to do the study, retrospective, of course, on children who were not vaccinated versus the health of children who were. And there are thousands and thousands and tens of thousands, I don't know, maybe hundreds of thousands of kids, could be, in America, that have not been vaccinated. Because what has happened is that there's been a dramatic wake-up call and recognition that the injection of toxic poisons and heavy metals is not an ideal way to strengthen the immune system, to protect you from disease. Now, in fact, it's another interesting thing about this so-called debate, pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine. Many of the people who they claim are anti-vaccine are not actually anti-vaccine. They've just witnessed their children horribly injured or even killed. And so, therefore, what they call vaccine safety or greening the vaccines. To me, the only way to green a vaccine is to go back to homeopathy and utilize the NOSODE, N-O-S-O-D-E, NOSODE, that would actually safely impart information to the immune system without actually killing it, destroying it, damaging it, weakening it. But if you get to the point where I am, if you want to call it that, anti-vaccine, at least the way it's done today. I'm not anti-antibody, as I've said for many years. Antibodies are good. They're cool. They're awesome. But don't sacrifice your immune system in order to get it, as I've described and throughout the imagery, what the vaccines do, if they actually work in artificially stimulating an antibody response at a great cost to your health, is that they may give you a leg up to recognize a so-called offending invader, pathogen, et cetera, or something you might even have in your body, or that pleomorphically changes because your body has become toxic and suddenly it's there. Your immune system may go, hey, I know you, right? You have an antibody. But what good is it if I can identify the mugger, even from 100 yards away, if I can't get up and run away? Or if I don't have any weapons at my disposal that will actually work except to say, I know you bad guy, and I know you want to do me harm, but I can't get up. I'm tied to this wheelchair. This wheelchair is so rusty, it can't even move. And that's the visual I want you to see as far as what the vaccines are doing. They may, if they succeed in eliciting this antibody, give you an ability to see something coming, but they have disabled many aspects and layers of your immune system so you can't defend yourself anyway. You may be able to suppress the expression of a disease, however modern medicine defines that disease, which is not actually the disease, it's the body's response to the disease, to try and reestablish healthy balance, stasis. Like the pox in a smallpox or a chicken pox, it's part of the body's throwing out the garbage. It's detoxification, compensation activity. And modern medicine and all of its intelligence and idiocy and lunacy and ignorance and arrogance actually suppresses the expression of the disease and kills the patient. Which is why in the 20th century, the allopathic physicians in hospitals and addressing the fever diseases, the pox diseases, were having mortality rates well above 50%, sometimes 60, 70, or 80%, whereas the naturopaths, the homeopaths, the herbalists, we're having success rate closer to 90%, very low mortality, because they didn't stop the expression of disease. They didn't freak out and say what was happening in the body was the disease. They knew it was the body trying to reestablish the health. It was the body strengthening itself through the process of encountering these so-called ailments, illnesses, viruses, whatever you want to say they are. And that's never discussed in the mainstream media. It becomes a black and white issue. It's about you who are for it or you who are against it. Not about a discussion of real immunology. And recognizing the way we prevent chronic diseases in adulthood is to encounter the normal diseases of childhood. Not unarmed, not without assistance, but yes, without drugs, because the drugs actually suppress and poison the body, like we've even talked about with the Spanish influenza of 1918, 1919, that era, that time, which may not have even been one virus. I would argue it definitely was not. But people did die of allopathic treatment, of suppression of fever, with aspirin, for instance. There were experimental vaccines going on and being utilized back then as well. So they say we are anti-vaccine crazies. We say they are pro-vaccine zealots. But if we have an honest and open conversation about it, we'll see. In one level, if we can get rid of all the emotions and say, are we for the immune system? We might say, yes, we are. Then I would argue that what you're doing with a vaccine is not helping the immune system. It's only maybe eliciting an immune response to one level of adaptive immunity, but taking out the primary immune tools that you have and suppressing the body's ability to naturally encounter them and naturally overcome them and, yes, develop antibodies, but now develop an interaction that is a healthy interaction with the outside world so that we don't have generations of allergic kids, generations of kids with chronic diseases, immune disorders, asthma, and then autoimmune disorders, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, different forms of diabetes and cancer, which I believe are being elicited and prompted into being, at least in part, but significantly by these childhood vaccines that are injecting toxic poisons that you would not drink. You would not put in a baby's bottle to drink. I'm not going to yell and scream about this. I just want you to have a perspective that when you're talking about, and this is why John Rappaport and I did that Vaccines Armed and Dangerous seminar a few years back. I think it may even still be available. If you're interested in it and can't find it, just send an email to SuperDon, askrsb@gmail.com. We'll find a way to make it possible to get it to you at a significant discount because it's been out for a while. But the information is just as good as the day John Rappaport and I put it out there. SuperDon, am I making myself clear?
Yes, you are, sir.
Thought I'm talking to a vacuum here.
did you call me a vacuum?
No, not you. The rest of the world. They never tell me that they listen. I don't know. I'm just doing it to hear my voice. No, I'm not. I'm really trying to empower you with the information, the knowledge, the things that I've learned to help me overcome a lot of ailments and illnesses and also stand up to the bullies in government, in the corporate world, those who want to rule you, control you, drug you, poison you, vaccinate, inject you and your children. It's not enough to say no. You've got to say yes to something as well. And, of course, that yes is the kind of stuff we do here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. When we come back, I can't believe we're almost done. We got, hey, brownies. If you bring brownies to school, make sure they don't contain this particular plant, cannabinoid. Teacher might get you in trouble. We'll talk about it after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
All right, thanks again to Catherine Paul from the OCA. You know, backing down the dark act, heading to D.C. My heart goes with everybody that's going to be down there supporting the efforts to back the feds down on your freedom to know what's in your food or even to ban it if you don't want it. Let's see, what else we got? Archives available, of course, through our syndicator, GCN, nationalnewsradio.com, and so many other places. And if you ever miss it, just download it. Occasionally, certain features go into the YouTube, RS Bell Media Channel at YouTube. We're at 866-939-BELL. Now, school stories, teacher stories. Did you ever bring brownies to school, Super Don?
Oh, I'm sure I did.
I did.
Yeah.
Treats, right? You know, and there'd be bake sales. Of course, there's lots of controversies about bake sales. This story takes the bake sale to a new level. This wasn't about a bake sale, but evidently a Maryland teenager was eating brownies in class and panicked when his teacher asked him if he could have a piece. Or actually, I said if she could have a piece. The 17-year-old neglected to tell the teacher that this brownie contained cannabis.
Whoops.
And, yeah, I know, whoops. Listen, it's better to say, no, teacher, I like you, but you definitely don't want this brownie.
And I've come up with something, yeah.
Something. But, yeah, don't let the teacher eat this if that's what you're doing. She began feeling ill, acting disoriented. Of course, the kid was busted. And that was bad. It was bad. At first I thought he did this on purpose, but evidently he didn't. But
listen,
still,
what do you think they call it high school for?
Oh, yeah, of course, high school, yeah. Now, this story, you want to offend people? This is not the intent of the story, but this is a really interesting creative writing project that happened at a school in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. A teacher has left her job after a student rewrote a biblical story. And this is interesting because what I know of Jesus healing the sick, helping the poor, doing all these wonderful things. And one of the students took a little liberty with the biblical story. And evidently that was just too much because this teacher has resigned, although we're learning that this teacher may have been forced to resign. We're not sure. But evidently, here's the backstory.
The assignment, take a fairy tale or legend and rewrite it in modern times.
More students want to be creative and they want to write.
One student changed the biblical story about Jesus handing out bread and fish to the poor to Jesus handing out marijuana to the sick.
Okay, now...
Brilliant.
I'm not offended by that. I wonder, you know, if my friends that are really hardcore believers in this... Would that be offensive? I mean, you think about it. Of course, I wouldn't use the term marijuana. We know that's a slang and racist term the way it was introduced. But if it was cannabis, if it was hemp to heal the sick, would that be offensive? Or are you offended just because the federal government has said it's an addictive drug, even though it isn't? We've talked about so many of the benefits of hemp slash cannabis, and most of them have nothing to do with psychoactivity. And yet we still have people saying, well, it's highly addictive, it's dangerous. And I recognize, yes, it's been bred over the years to have more THC than in a, you know, a normal balanced way. I'm not arguing for that. But, again, people were outraged.
According to the teacher, during peer review, one of the other students got highly offended by the story, told her parents, and then the teacher was put on administrative leave while the district investigated.
Kind of a slap in the face of years of hard work.
I thought there was also a separation of church and state kind of thing, where people could have creative discussions or come up with creative stories like this. This wasn't putting Jesus in a bad light at all.
Oh, but he was giving out the devil's weed.
No, of course, but we know it's not. That's a lie, and people have bought that lie. So was she forced to resign or not?
Garascio says then she felt forced to resign.
Targeted and harassed.
But leaves her students with one final life lesson.
If they have something to say, say it. Not everyone's going to agree with you, but that doesn't make your point invalid or worthless. Tell your story.
Well, and also, you don't have a right not to be offended. You know, if you are offended, everybody's offended by something. You know, I'm offended by people who vaccinate innocent babies. That's offensive to me. But I don't have a right not to be offended. I just don't think this is an offensive story because they're, healing the sick. We know what that plant can do, and it is doing that. Spokespersons for the school board didn't show up to the news article. They claimed that she resigned of her own accord, was not forced out, but evidently a lot of pressure on that. So let me know. We can follow up on this story. Are you offended by that? You know, give us a call, leave us a message at 866-939-BELL, or put the note up at robertscottbell.com. We may revisit this story. Very interesting. Healing the sick. Does cannabis not count because the feds say it's a Schedule I drug? Let me know.
Right.
Yeah, you can. All right. Hey, thank y'all. Thanks, Super Don. Thank you, Matt, on the board there. Good job. Tomorrow, TMB and Super D. I'm heading to A4M. We'll be reporting there on Thursday and Friday. We've got some great stuff planned. Hope to see you on Saturday in Vegas. In the meantime, tell your friends and family exactly what I'm telling you now, because it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.